The number of Alzheimer's cases in the U.S. is growing rapidly, particularly in the Latino community. A recent study out of USC suggests that Latinos are significantly more likely than other groups to get the brain-wasting disease. Researchers say that if nothing changes, that trend will intensify in coming decades. Heidi DeMarco with Kaiser Health News reports one big problem is a lack of awareness among Latinos.
It's early Sunday morning, and Tanya Yanez opens the curtains in her mother's dimly lit bedroom.
Blanquita, buenos días. ¿Cómo amaneció?
Yanez greets her mother good morning and asks her how she's feeling. Good, she responds in a weak voice. Her mother, Blanca Rosa Rivera, is bundled up under a yellow wool blanket. She seems disoriented, and her eyes struggle with the morning light.
Vamos a comer, Blanquita.
Yanez offers her mother coffee and bread for breakfast. Rivera is 76 and has Alzheimer's. She needs round-the-clock care. She's forgotten how to walk and even how to eat.
My mom is 100% dependent on us. It's very difficult because she doesn't do absolutely anything anymore.
Rivera lives with Yanez and her younger brother in a small house in North Hollywood. Yanez brought her mother to live with her from Guatemala in 2002 after receiving a call from a relative that worried her.
If she wasn't hungry, which happened frequently, she wouldn't feed my grandmother. She would forget. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure who was taking care of who because my mother already had a memory problem back then.
After several trips to the doctor, Rivera was finally diagnosed in 2004. Yanez said she had no clue about the brain disease.
I was scared. I didn't know anything about Alzheimer's. When they told me it was dementia, I thought, isn't that when you're crazy, right?
Experts say this is a common misconception among Latinos.
In our culture, we don't want to recognize it as a disease, that our relatives have some kind of dementia.
Francisco Reynoso is a coordinator for a support group in Canoga Park. It's for Spanish-speaking caregivers of Alzheimer's patients.
People that come to the meeting, sometimes they are in denial because they say, but how are they going to become crazy? We need to introduce somehow this information to the Hispanic community because we are ashamed of the disease.
Reynoso says her mother had Alzheimer's.
When my mother had these signs, I didn't know how to recognize the signs because I didn't have enough information about it.
Dr. William Vega, the co-author of the USC study, says many Latinos don't understand the disease.
I think the single biggest problem is the early recognition problem in families, recognizing it and not just accepting it as something that's normal in aging, because it's not normal in aging to reach that condition.
Vega is also concerned about the lack of Latino participation in clinical trials focused on the treatment and prevention of Alzheimer's. He says only 1% of participants are Latinos, even though they make up 17% of the U.S. population.
And that's very important because there are great variations within different groups in terms of how they respond to medications. And so it's important to have full participation. So that's one of the things I'm really encouraging in the work that we do here.
Okay.
Francisco Reynoso talks with caregivers of Alzheimer's patients at a recent meeting of her support group. Tanya Yanez has been coming for 5 years. She says the support group is teaching her how to take better care of her mother and herself.
You get depressed taking care of a person with this disease. Sometimes I think it's good to go to the group because when you hear other people's stories, you think to yourself, it hasn't been that bad for me.
Back home in North Hollywood, Yanez wheels her mother into the living room and wraps a purple shawl around her shoulders. Rivera barely speaks anymore and spends her days drifting in and out of sleep.
I feel sorry seeing my mother sitting there all alone. I try to make her feel good, make her feel safe. We have a radio and I play music for her.
Yanez plays her mother's favorite childhood song. She grabs her by the hands and starts singing. Rivera slowly sways to the music, her eyes still closed. In North Hollywood, I'm Heidi DeMarco.